Hey there.
Or as they say in Morocco, Assalamu alaikum.
Because today we're going to Morocco. Well, we're not actually going to Morocco. You see, we're just taking your mind to the dimension.
Anyway, this episode is all about this Middle East country, its culture, its scenery, and of course, its famous meals.
Get ready to experience a fictional trip to Morocco as if you were there.
Attention all listeners, we apologize in advance for the following program may contain mispronunciation of all or certain words. Thank you for your understanding.
Now let's talk about one of the most exciting things to see in other countries, the amazing sight. Morocco is commonly known for offering an exotic taste in most of its cities. For example, one of the most visited cities in this country, Fez, has even been recognized by UNESCO as an outstanding and universal value.
Why would it be?
Well, Fez is commonly considered as being a cultural capital of the city. Fun fact, Fez is also known for being home to the oldest university in the whole world. It's called the University of Bologna.
The University of Bologna?
Yes, Gabrielle, Bologna. Next up, we have Marrakesh. Marrakesh is the fourth largest city in the Kingdom of Morocco. It's located in its center right next to the Atlas Mountain. This place is an extremely popular tourist location. You could go at the place Jemaa El Fna, a public square, the Koutoubia Marrakesh, the biggest religious building in Morocco. You can also go at the Bahia Palace. That building is almost 200 years old. Another really great location that could be fun to visit would be Agadir. This city is located on the shore of the Atlantic Ocean near the Atlas Mountain. Since it's next to the water, this Moroccan city has many well-maintained beaches where you and your family can go enjoy the sun and take a moment to relax.
That sounds nice.
Agadir is also one of the most modern country cities, while still keeping its original look of the culture. There are a lot more stuff to do in this city.
Like what?
Well, for starters, you can go hike to the Kashba. The view up there is amazing. You can also visit the Mémoire d'Agadir. It's a small museum only a few streets away from the beach. And now, for the last Moroccan sighting, I'll be telling you about the stunning city of Casablanca. Casablanca is located in the central western of the country. One of the most popular tourist locations that I really recommend you visit is the place Mohammed V.
Mohammed V, as in the late king of Morocco?
Yes, technically, but it's also the central plaza of Casablanca and where most of the important buildings in the city are. It also has a beautiful exterior, which makes it a local favorite spot for walking at night. Another place you may like to see while visiting Casablanca is the Central Market. It's the perfect place to be able to throw yourself in the midst of the city life. Central Market is a place for locals to come buy and sell their products.
That's cool.
Over there, you'll be able to find many things about the Moroccan culture. But even if you would like to see hundreds of other things, at some point in the trip, everyone needs to eat. Go for it, Samira.
Thanks, Tiffany. Let's talk now about food.
Moroccan cuisine is full of several flavors.
What types of flavors exactly?
Well, it is inspired by Mediterranean, Andalusian, European, and Sub-Saharan food. Also, did you know that the majority of Moroccan families starts their day by eating for breakfast, musmans, as well as hubs?
What are they? I've never heard that before.
I'm glad you asked. It's a kind of Moroccan pancakes or breads that are traditionally made from semolina. They can be eaten plain, but they can also be covered with condiments such as jam, maple syrup, chocolate syrup, and more.
Yum!
Like you said, Tiffany, yum. I highly recommend you to give them a try when you go to Morocco.
Oh, I will.
Let's continue with a little appetizer that Moroccans call Fatihu Shahiyati. With some pastries, pour yourself a tall glass of the famous Moroccan mint tea. Its fresh and pronounced mint taste will revive your palate.
That sounds very nice, but the tea isn't filling. Do you have any starters, perhaps?
Actually, yes. It is typical for the starter, for Moroccans, to eat a soup called harira. This soup, very popular in this country, is made from several legumes, such as lentils, chickpeas, and beans. There are several variations of this starter, as Moroccans add several different ingredients from recipes to recipes.
Well, if soup is a starter, then what's the main course?
For the main dishes, there's in this Middle East country two most common meals, couscous and tagine. The couscous is generally served with some vegetables and meat like lamb, chicken, or even goat meat. The tagine is a traditional dish from Berber's native tribes of Morocco. It is named after the earthenware cone-shaped pot which is cooked in. The meal is typically cooked very slowly in this special pot. It's traditionally made with sliced meat, nuts, and some vegetables. Moroccans add for the flavors spices like ginger, cumin, cinnamon, and even saffron. There are several kinds of tagine. The most popular tagine is the one with lamb, prunes, and almonds. But Moroccans also love the one with chicken and olives just as much as the one made entirely of vegetables and olive oil. All of these tagines are generally served with bread or even with couscous.
This meal sounds delicious!
I can assure you it is. However, couscous and tagine are not the only traditional Moroccan dishes that exist. Meshoui, pastilla, briouats, and merousia are part of this category. Meshoui is a dish consisting of roasting a whole mutton or a lamb on a spit over the embers of a wood fire. But the particularity of the Moroccan meshoui is that the lamb or mutton is cooked not on a spit but stifled in an earthen oven for long hours. This dish is normally served on the occasion of a feast. Next up, we have pastilla. Pastilla is a pie-like meal made with pastry sheets and pigeon.
Wait, what? Did you say pigeon?
Yes, I said pigeon, because it is traditionally made with pigeon, but it can also be prepared with chicken, okay? There are also fish pastillas, others with seafood, while Johara, the pastilla from Fez, is the sweet preparation, where the pastry sheets are filled with milk cream and cornstarch. Next up, we have Brewats. It is a laminate triangle originally from Fez, resembling a samosas, which is made from puff pastry. The garnish of a salty brewat is generally composed of seafood, chicken, or even mincemeat. The filling of sweet brewat commonly consists of almonds, sugar, orange blossom, water, and cinnamon. Which brings me to my next topic. Last but not least, I'm talking about Moroccan desserts. Let's start with the chebakia. It's dough made with wheat flour, eggs, orange blossom, anise, and almond water. It's fried in vegetable oil, then covered with honey and sesame seeds. Chebakia is also one of the cheapest and the most popular cakes in Morocco. Another most famous dessert is undoubtedly the gazelle horn. Let me assure you, it's not a real gazelle horn, okay? It's a dessert made from crushed almonds, coated with fine shortbread, flavored with orange blossom water. It goes perfectly with the Moroccan minty. And next, we have the gribia. It is a traditional Moroccan pastry whose recipe is inspired by mantecados, an Andalusian cake. Moroccan gribia is made from vanilla, almonds, and icing sugar. It is a dessert that will melt sugar's lovers with happiness by melting on their tongues. It is a cake that is served at engagements, parties, weddings, or even family celebrations. You can almost say that is a part of Moroccan culture, but I do not wish to comment on this subject, since here it is Gabriel, the expert on Moroccan culture. I pass it over to you, Gabriel.
Just like any other country, Morocco has its own culture, such as its flag, which consists of a green star in the middle of a red background. What most people don't know is that each detail has a meaning.
What type of meaning exactly?
Glad you asked. The green star represents love, joy, wisdom, peace, and hope. However, the red background represents bravery, strength, and valor. Interesting, isn't it? But Morocco didn't always stand as its own country. It was actually part of the Roman Empire.
Wait, really?
Yes, well, at least until the 5th century. Nevertheless, before the empire crumbled, Morocco, along with Western Algeria, was defined as Mauritania. Later, though, the Moroccan state was created by the Idrisid dynasty.
Hold up. If Morocco was created by the Idrisid dynasty, does that mean there's a royal family?
There actually is. Among the few royal families remaining stands the Alawite dynasty, and I'm probably not saying it right, which consists of King Mohammed V, along with his wife, Sama Banani. And yes, I said wife, since contrary to the tradition of having four wives, the king declared that he shall only have one. With his only wife, Sama Banani, Mohammed V currently has two children, the crown prince, Moulay Hassan, the heir to the throne, and Princess Lala Hadija.
Not at all. Both men and women can wear this garment. It's a unisex thing.
But Gabriel, I've seen a lot of people wearing jalabas as well as like these full-handed tattoos. Is that a tradition or is it just for fun?
Those are actually called henna tattoos. Most people already know what those are, but what they don't know is that it's actually a long-standing part of Moroccan culture. Moroccans tend to wear these henna arts at wedding rituals and other important celebrations. Many tourists actually enjoy having these temporary designs skillfully applied to their skins. Morocco seems like an interesting place. I'll make sure to go there someday.
Morocco is already known as a beautiful country, but we hope that we made you want to go there. And if you already have, we wish that you like this country even more now that you listen to us. And if you go to Morocco, don't forget to visit the wonderful places presented by Tiffany.
Whether it's Fez, Marrakesh, Agadir, Essaouira, or Casablanca, Morocco will seduce you with the beauty of its cities. Whether you prefer the more touristy and dynamic atmosphere of Marrakesh, or rather the fresh and calming air coming through Agadir's beach, whether you prefer to explore and discover the history of Morocco through Fez, or shopping and browsing in Casablanca, the capital of Morocco.
Also, if you're planning to travel Morocco, you should learn a few words of Arabic or French to be able to communicate easily with the neighboring population, since these languages are the most spoken in Morocco. Take full advantage of this trip to immerse yourself in Moroccan culture. For example, by wearing a jellaba when going to a special event or trying on temporary henna tattoos. And maybe, just maybe, you'll even get a glimpse of the royal family on your trip.
And above all, do not forget to fill your stomach with the good traditional Moroccan dishes. Whether you have a sweet tooth or you prefer the exotic flavors that abound in savory meals, try the different kinds of tagine. Gorge yourself on gelibia. Share a good couscous with friends.
And that's it for this episode of All Around the World. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really hope this helped all of you learn new information about Morocco, as well as being entertaining enough. For the next episode of the podcast, we are going to visit the country of Ireland. Yay! Don't forget to stay safe during this difficult time and to always, always wear a mask while being outside of your home. And that's it. Bye, everyone.